believe that you didn't tell me we are still married.
Look, I was going to tell you.
When? After the birth of our first secret child? Ross didn't get the annulment. We are still married.
What?
Our kid. Oh, my God!
Ross!
Okay, maybe it wasn't my best decision, but I just couldn't face another failed marriage.
Okay, let me just jump in and ask, at what point did you think this was a successful marriage?
Rach, come on. If you think about it, it's actually kind of funny. Okay, maybe it's best not to think about it.
Oh, but this is inexcusable. I'm shocked to my very core.
Phoebe, I told her you already knew.
Another lie. You have a sickness.
Ross, just for my own peace of mind, you're not married to any more of us, are you?
Look, Rach, I was going to tell you, I just wanted to do it, you know, my own way.
Ah, yes, silently, with no words.
Hey. Look, in Ross's defense, okay? Oh, hey, someone left their keys. Ooh, to a Porsche. Eh? Hey, Gunther, are these yours?
Yeah, that's what I drive. I make $4 an hour. I've saved up for 350 years.
Nuh-uh. Hey, did anybody lose their keys?
Joey, why don't you put them in the lost and found?
Is it lost and found? My shoe!
You left a shoe here?
Well, I didn't realize till I got home. I wasn't going to walk all the way back down here with one shoe. Oh. You know what? I'm going to go find that guy's car and leave a note on the windshield.
Oh, good. When he comes back for his keys, I'll be sure to give him your shoe.
Great, thanks.
Oh, good, good. You guys are here. Listen, how would you like to spend tomorrow taking care of three incredibly cute little puppies?
Oh my God, what a fun day. That sounds great.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, well, I'll bring them by tomorrow morning. Okay, and by the way, they're not actually puppies. They're Frank and Alice's triplets. Okay, see ya.
Whoa, what?
Please, oh, please, Frank and Alice asked me to babysit the triplets, and I'm nervous because I've never done that before by myself.
Don't worry about it. We will absolutely do it.
Yeah, I'm going to pass because I was kind of iffy when it was puppies.
Come on, Chandler, come on. It'll give us great practice for when people with babies come to visit.
It's the wrong car!
So, I still have boxes here. I still have boxes at Ross's. And I have nowhere to live. Wow, I could so easily freak out right now.
What about me? I just found out Denise is leaving town for a while. I don't have a roommate.
Well, maybe I could be your roommate, Phoebs.
Maybe you could be my roommate.
Well, there's an idea.
That would be great.
Wait, how long is Denise gone for?
She said she'd be back December 26th.
Oh, December 26th. Maybe she's Santa Claus.
Oh, look who it is. My husband, the apple of my eye.
Okay, I got us a court date for tomorrow at 2, and I picked up all the forms. I'll take care of everything.
Well, sure, if you say you're going to take care of everything, I have no reason to doubt you.
Give me those forms.
All right, now I'm going to do this my way, and I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
Okay, Rach, but...
Ah, you're peeping! Ross, you know what? I just got... Why did you do this?
Look, I told you...
I didn't want to hear three failed marriages.
Look, if you'd had two failed marriages, you'd understand.
Well, you know what? Thanks to you, I'm halfway there. Oh, I am so mad, Ross. I don't think I've ever been this angry.
What about the time I said we were on a break? Oh.
Nice car.
Yeah, it's not mine.
I love your car.
Yeah, it's mine.
I bet it's fast.
Me too, yeah. And comfortable. Do you like leather seats?
Yeah.
It's got them.
Eve, how's it going?
I'm doing okay. I think it's going well. Do you think they're having fun? Am I talking too fast?
Nope, sound like me. Eve, it's going great. Look at Chandler with little baby girl Chandler.
Little baby girl Chandler. Where have I heard that before? All right, Coach Rubin. You know what, Phoebes? When you're done over there, we've got a kind of situation over here, too.
No, we are all responsible for our own babies.
See, that's where I think that you're wrong. We have been playing these babies man-to-man. We should really be playing a zone defense. I just think things will go a lot smoother if we each have our own zone, you know? Phoebe, you can be in charge of wiping. And, you know, Mon, you can be in charge of diapering. And I can be in charge of looking how cute they are when they put their hands around them.
That sounds really great, but maybe you should be in charge of wiping.
Okay, I'm a rookie. I should not be in the end zone.
Oh, great. This is exactly how we set the plates at the restaurant.
Yeah? Well, this is not what I ordered.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, babies.
Oh, I'm having the best morning.
That Porsche I've got the keys to? Still there.
Shocking, since you still have the keys.
You should see the treatment I get when I'm with that car. People are friendly, they want to talk, and not just about the car. One guy gave me advice about my equity investments.
What equity investments?
The ones that got me the Porsche. Will you keep up? But I figured if people keep seeing me just standing there, they're going to start to think I don't own it. So, I figure I'll wash it, right? Monica, you got a bucket and some soap I can borrow?
Oh, yeah, I got soap and sponges and rags and carnauba wax and polishing compound.
You don't even have a car.
I know, but one time there was this really dirty car parked in front of the building, so I washed it.
And?
And six others.
There you are.
Yeah, she tops out at 130.
Wow.
And that's just in the city.
I get her up to 160 when I take her upstate.
Really?
You got a place upstate?
Sure.
Oh, I'll see you later.
Okay, take it easy.
Hey, that's my car.
Really? Oh, but just give me 5 more minutes with it.
What are you doing?
Oh, well, I found the keys and now I'm just polishing her up.
But it's my car.
Yeah, but it's my wax.
Listen, I don't come to this city much, and I don't know if you're crazy or if this is some kind of street theater, but could I have my keys?
Sure, here. I'll save your parking spot.
Not coming back.
Why not?
I live upstate.
Yeah, so did I.
I was so nervous about this. And I don't know why Frank and Alice are always complaining. This is so easy.
Yeah, 2 hours, a lifetime, that's the same.
Check it out, check it out. When the babies wake up, they can meet Krug.
Taylor, what are you doing? That thing could put someone's eye out.
He can do more than that. He can destroy the universe.
Chandler, they could swallow one of those little parts. And also, look at his smooth area. That's just going to mess them up.
It's just not an appropriate toy for one-year-olds or 30-year-olds.
They're not going to swallow anything. You guys are being way too overprotective. When I was a kid, my mom used to just throw me into a pile of broken glass.
What?
Glass, sand, whatever.
Oh, look at little Leslie stretching in her sleep.
Oh, it's so cute. I wonder what age it is that you stop being able to put both legs behind your head.
Oh, I can still do that.
How are you still single?
All right. I've thought about it, and maybe you're right. Maybe Krog is not a safe toy.
Oh, good. What made you change your mind?
I swallowed a sonic blaster gun.